This past Tuesday, April 18, the Vancouver Canadiens announced the field at Nat Bailey Stadium will now be known as Rogers Field at Nat Bailey Stadium. And while Nat Bailey is still in the equation, putting Rogers Field at the forefront, in a much bigger font, hence my capitalization, has gotten some people's hackles up. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't really matter. Naming rights, and the names of buildings, in general, are a funny and fickle concept. Join me as I muse on this topic, won't you? For example, the Toronto Blue Jays professional baseball troupe, trademark, play their home games at a stadium that has officially been called Rogers Centre since 2005. But to me, in my head, that retractable roofed amphitheatre in downtown Toronto will always be known as Skydome, the original name bestowed upon it when it opened in 1989. Fun side note alert, the name Skydome not only sounds like a fun title for a pulp sci-fi novel but also has an amazing origin story as well. Skydome was the result of a Canada-wide contest, where ordinary folk, just like you and me, could submit their ideas for the name of the new stadium that began construction in 1986. Kelly Watson, a bookkeeper from Wallaceburg, Ont., came up with Skydome, and subsequently won 2 free tickets to every event that will ever be held there as long as she is alive. That's, like, a monarchical level of claim and title. Pretty cool. Now, admittedly, I am neither a lifelong Torontonian nor a diehard Jays fan. So, maybe I'm way off base here. And maybe I'm desperately holding onto the nostalgia of visiting my Mississauga-based cousins back in the 90s and seeing my first big league baseball game. But, to me, it will always be Skydome. This brings me to our beloved bandbox of a ballpark that has stood between Hillcrest, Riley, and Queen Elizabeth Parks since 1951. Of course, I'm talking about Capilano Stadium. Wait, what? Record scratch. Spit take. Someone drops something. The camera punches in on the confused face of you, the reader. Okay, so maybe this isn't the biggest reveal of all time, but the Nat wasn't born with that name. Originally, as you've no doubt already put together, it was known as Capilano Stadium. The name was changed in 1978 as a tribute to Nathaniel Real Bailey, better known as Nat, who passed away the same year. Nat Bailey, founder of White Spot, opener of Canada's first drive-through restaurant, Freemason, Minnesotan, lover of baseball, and part owner of the Vancouver Mounties Baseball Club is the reason we say, the Nat, today. I love, the Nat. Both saying it and spending time there. So, when the Canadians made their announcement about changing the name, initially, I bristled. But then I wondered how much bristling there was back in 1978 when Capilano became Nat Bailey. This then led me to remember that in 2010, it became Scotiabank Field at Nat Bailey Stadium. And I can freely admit, I never once uttered that bank's name in reference to our treasured baseball venue. No matter how fun the word, Scotia, is to say. And so it shall be with Rogers Field. I will not be updating my lexicon at this juncture. It's still just Nat Bailey Stadium to me. And while I may have personal grievances with Rogers Communications for taking so much of my damned money over the years, I bear no ill will to the C's for taking Rogers' money. So long as they use that money to research the creation of an even longer hot dog than the current 3-footer. So all of this is to say, I suppose, that the name on the side of a building is less important than the name you hold for it in your heart. To me, at least. What do you think? Come let me know if I'm right or I'm wrong. As always, from now and forever, you can find me at the Nat.